And welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest-guided tour through the junk drawer of one man's brain. Hello, one man.
Hello, Besha. I am John. I am that man, and this is my brain that we are talking about.
Yes.
Sorry.
You seem very physically uncomfortable
now. We have recently had dinner, and I felt a burp coming up, and I did not want to. So I'm just sort of like...
That's what we have a pop screen for.
I mean, I suppose that's true, yes.
Yeah, but I appreciate that as I am sitting not very far from you. There you go. Oh, better?
Better.
Great.
Better, yes. So that's how I'm doing.
Great.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really, really great because we have so far, and I'm really sorry to everyone else who's been on the podcast, but our best guest.
It's true.
Our very best special guest, who may be only a second place winner in the lapdog contest, but is a first place winner in my heart.
Yes.
Lucille Glue.
Hello, Lucille.
Hi. Look at your giant brown eyes.
Lucille is possibly the world's greatest dog.
She is.
Yeah.
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 Look at your soft little belly.
Here's the question, which is, do we know what she is breed-wise? She's just kind of like one of those little wizard faces.
Poodly, floppy.
This is Laura,
yes.
By the way.
We let Laura come with.
The human attached to Lucille is...
Welcome back, Laura.
So I have Lucille's DNA tested, as you do.
When you're obsessed with your dog?
Yeah. Well, or when you have a dog that every single person both asks you and then offers their suggestion of what she is.
Mm.
The DNA came back as half miniature poodle, half unknown mix, which is very helpful. Recently she's been diagnosed part otter.
Mm.
And
part
I also
luck dragon
she,
right
yeah,
there.
Part luck dragon.
Hi, Lucille.
She's special.
She's great. She's basically an ideal dog. She's quiet. She's soft and fuzzy. She's got that wizard face.
Mm-hmm.
She
licks your toes under the table.
Yeah. And she really is, I'm sorry, a total champion lap dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a contest that was held in DuBose Park in which she came second, but she was robbed.
Yeah.
I think, you know, she was just a gracious, like...
She let the other dog have that spot.
Yeah. She wasn't an aggressive, at me, I'm a great lap dog.
Like, she's confident in her own place, but she doesn't need the award.
She doesn't need the proof.
Yeah.
No, I'm with it.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
Her eyes stare directly into your soul.
It's amazing.
Hi.
She's amazing.
We will talk more. Right now we're all just
right now we're all staring at this dog.
That's,
yes.
What am I doing with my life, Lucille? Have I really wanted any of the choices I've made?
This isn't even the idea I have in mind, but we did talk. This is an idea, which is just Lucille staring into your soul
as a service.
As a service.
Yes. Yeah. It's not as compact an acronym as SAS.
Right.
But
it's much more delightful.
Yeah. Lucille staring
it's
as a
better
service.
Experience. Yeah.
Yeah. LSAS.
Yes.
There we go. See, already we're generating ideas, which is unusual. Like, most of this podcast is going through already existing ideas.
Yeah.
Existing ideas that I have been writing down for a period of about 10 years, and with which I have done nothing. So it is now time to spread these ideas to the world in podcast form with the help of my co-host Besha and a chosen friend of ours who will sit in front of the vault and page through it and be like, excuse me, please explain this. And it's Laura's turn to do that once again.
Laura's limbering up right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's a couple that we're going to get to. Actually, no, I'm going to do the Yaz thing, and we're going to save the best for last.
Okay.
I'm going to bring up one or two that maybe we've talked about in the past. In groups or as individuals.
Hmm.
The first one is the Bureau of Dumplings.
Bureau of Dumplings.
Yes.
I mean,
okay.
Yes.
The International Bureau of Dumplings is a restaurant idea that I had, whereby you get a space and you put a bunch of cooking stations around its perimeter, which all of which involve usually a deep fat fryer of some kind, and each station is the dumpling food of a particular nation. So you've got, you know, fried ravioli, samosas, gyoza, mandu,
pierogi.
Yeah. What else?
There's something Argentinian.
Empanadas.
It's like the Epcot Center.
You know what? Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
And in my original conception of the notion, each cook would be wearing sort of like a costume that was, you know, just sort of like... But because I wanted to have a guy in a Mario outfit doing the fried ravioli.
Yeah.
That was the entire impetus for that.
Yeah. That was the vision that came to mind.
That was the vision, yes, yes. And so, like... you know, you get one of those paper boats that restaurants tend to serve tater tots in, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you just go from station to station, and then for checkout, you go to the cashier, and then they weigh the boat, and then they charge you based on how much the boat weighs. Then you just get to eat whatever it is you gathered. The thing is that I feel like this would be an exceptionally good restaurant model for a neighborhood where there's a lot of bars. Because I think that they would do a lot of business between the hours of, I would say, 10 and 2 a.m.
Yeah. You know what would be delicious there?
Mm.
Dessert.
Mmm.
Pastries that are stuffed and fried.
Mmm.
Dumpling-like dessert.
Yeah. Possibly. Oh. Like custardy.
That's a possibility.
I feel like there's a whole Scandinavian thing, too.
That seems possible. Yeah, that has not occurred to me.
Yeah.
Cannoli.
Have you ever had, there's like a recipe on Pinterest where it's like Nutella in wontons.
What? No.
Yeah. Yep.
I like it though.
Yeah.
I applaud that spirit of innovation.
Or even stuffed donuts. Nutella. I mean, that's getting a little crazy.
It's true. It's true. Nutella. But damn. But so yeah, I actually even had an image in my mind for a logo, which is that sort of the UN symbol with like the globe and the two crossed laurels. It would be a globe and then like two deep fryings, the spider utensil. With the basket at the end of the stick. Yeah. Two of those crossed underneath the globe. But the International Bureau of Dumplings.
Wow.
I keep thinking about it, and I know I will never get a chance to do it, so I feel like somebody else out there needs to run with it.
We're going to dinner party this, though.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That is an excellent idea, and I think that we should definitely do it sometime in the new year.
Yeah.
Because this, we're already, I mean, like, we're getting into holiday party season, and this is just...
Well, that'll be a good warm-up for our stomachs and bodies to prepare for dumpling.
Wow.
Like, fest.
I agree.
The version of the Nutella wonton recipe I'm looking at is like, oh, these are just like my cream cheese wontons.
Mm.
Right.
What if you made both, and you could just eat cream cheese and Nutella wontons, left and right-handed? Oh, and you could put jam in them?
See, the cheese and jam, I'm still not...
I think that also gets Eastern European. I think jam and pastries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly. Certainly.
And, John, you're wrong.
Yeah, no,
before
I mean,
you say anything.
We know where you're going.
I'm not saying that I'm against it. It's just that it's not
Nutella
my first choice
is
to put cheese and jam together.
Goddess's gift from heaven.
Oh, no, the Nutella is great.
Cheese and jam.
Cheese and jam for me is a thing. I'm sort of like,
yeah, that's fair.
I don't, you know what I mean?
I mean, it can't be a savory cheese. It's got to be
like a mascarpone or
something. Like fairly neutral, like a goat
cheese
that's not too goaty.
Or like a cheesecakey cheese?
Yeah, cream cheese.
Okay.
Cream cheese,
all right, you know
definitely.
What? All right.
Try cream cheese with jam on a bagel.
Sure.
Anyway. Anyway, outstanding.
Yes.
What did you say, Lucille? She made a noise, I swear. She was just compelling me to look back into her eyes. Yep. God damn it.
She's like a siren.
She really is.
Silent siren.
God.
Okay. Idea next.
Yes.
And this is very relevant. Puppy break.
Puppy break. Okay. Picture this. You are sitting in your
office
building.
Yep, I'm on board already.
Right?
Yeah.
And, like...
Puppy anything, really.
Suddenly, and then you get the email from your office coordinator who's like, hey, puppy break is here. They're in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you go outside, and there is a truck that is pulled up, and they have put out, like some kind of portable fence in like a circle and released a bunch of little dogs. And, you know, if you want access to the little corral, it's like $10 for 10 minutes. Uh-huh. And you hand over your 10 bucks.
I think this is a benefit that your company offers.
Yeah, I think it's
like, you can have your health insurance paid for or puppy hour.
I think that they go to like street fairs and you have to pay for it.
Yes.
But in San Francisco, I think your office pays for it.
Yeah, your office pays for it. But the thing is that all of the dogs come from local rescues.
Yes.
And so, if you bond with a particular dog, you're like, you know what, I'm going to take this buddy home. You're like, well, you can't do that now, but like, wait till the end of the day after we've gone to all of the rest of the buildings.
Which is good, because then you have to like really want it.
Yes, it's true.
And then there's also some competition.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I've actually had this idea for a number of years as a South by Southwest like marketing thing.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, people need this at South by ASPCA. This has happened at conferences in like the last year or two. There have been nonprofit shelters that have a puppy room at a conference.
Yes.
And it's so great because like everyone there is like hashtagging and like tweeting.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, you're like dealing with all these people. So if you're maybe slightly introverted, you're like, oh God, or I could just sit with a dog.
And you can even say like, I need to network with this person and I don't want to sit and talk to them like over coffee. Like, hey, want to go to the puppy room?
Yeah. It's even better than hiring awkward people.
Yeah.
That is true.
I'm going to even throw that. Like having a dog, you're going to meet everyone.
That is true.
I've noticed in general animal rescue becoming a lot more savvy that way.
Yeah.
Like San Francisco Animal Care and Control has a really excellent Twitter feed. Highly recommended. It is very funny.
Nice.
Yeah. Lucille came from what's called Doggy Protective Services, DPS Rescue.
Oh.
Their Instagram is outstanding.
Yes.
They rescue dogs from Asia, from potential food.
Indeed. Indeed.
Which is just, I mean.
We're all following, in some form or other, Old Friend Senior Dog Sanctuary, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No.
Oh, it's this place in Tennessee. I think it's in Tennessee. That specifically takes in old dogs that, you know, people can't adopt. And they just give them a nice place to live until they, as it were, cross the rainbow.
That is amazing.
It's the best Facebook. And they're also on Tumblr, and it is.
Oh no!
This is a weird question.
Magical. Yes,
but do they partner with like senior human centers as well?
I don't believe so.
Because if I'm facing my personal rainbow bridge, like I want to snuggle with puppies too.
That's true. Yeah. No. I mean, like,
I guess not puppies, but
it's great.
Old Friends Senior Dog Sanctuary. OF as in Frank, S as in Sam, D S as in Sam .org. Just photos and photos of grizzled muzzles and like a really fat chihuahua snuggled up in a zebra blankie.
What?
It's great.
Oh, God.
It's real good. Yeah, yeah.
So I also am a huge fan of Officer Edith on Twitter. Mm. She works for Animal Care and Control.
Okay.
I actually recognized her in person one time and was too starstruck to say anything as she was doing like a welfare check on a dog in the back of a pickup. So she posts things that are really, really unflattering photos.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've seen that one.
Really unflattering photos
I've
of dogs.
I've seen that one.
And I also like it because a lot of the animals aren't, it's not just like, here's a cute thing, we adopt it. It's also like, here's a skunk that we found with its head stuck in a yogurt cup. There you go, little guy.
Amazing.
Oh, God.
Puppy break.
So
I think we just need to grow the puppy, you know, accessibility that already exists.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, yes. That's you'd have to like network with all of the rescues and things that were in the area.
Do this.
Yeah. You should connect them to tech companies.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think
I'll give you
this
a
idea.
Cup, maybe.
I mean,
I've thought about it. This was an idea I had independently. I'll still give you a cut because you're awesome.
Because we are friends.
Yes, yes.
And you are fantastic.
Your cut may come in the form of Lucille staring into your soul.
That is, you know what? I mean, that's acceptable.
As she's doing right now,
yes,
except that she's getting too sleepy to hold her eyes open.
Sleepy
eyes. Yeah. Oh, you are breaking my heart, Lucille.
The incredible part is that she's a rescue. Like,
yeah, and she's this...
You know, whoever did not keep her is, I think, we know
wrong.
Who they voted for.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Easter egg for this podcast is all of the times I sub-vocalize, I love you so much. While other people are talking, I've done it several times already, and I apologize. Next idea.
I can't wait for Jerrianne to listen to this.
We can hear the sort of faint wheezing of Lucy. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Mm. This is another business idea. Netflix sick day pricing.
Right. What was that?
Well, I imagine that's like surge pricing for Netflix.
Yes, you know what? That might be what it is. Or it works
in reverse. Or it's just like 24-hour, get it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's sort of like if you don't already subscribe to Netflix, and it's just like, listen, I don't really have a need for Netflix in my life,
can
except
I pay
for
you
right
$5
now.
Today.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. For access for the next like 48 hours, yeah, to all the crap.
As I'm in this fever dream.
Exactly.
Yeah. I could really use some weird movies.
Robitussin, yes. Dragon says buy another day, sir.
I mean, I think that might be what it is.
Okay.
Because the opposite just seems so immoral to like charge more for sick days.
Are you calling Uber's business model immoral?
It seems. I mean, like, right? It just doesn't. Well, who knows?
Unethical is the word you're looking for.
Yes, there we go. Less than, yes.
Moral is different.
Moral is. I was never clear on the difference, as you might have figured out.
It would be immoral to tell Netflix that you were sick and they should therefore give you some kind of discount.
Ah.
No, that's wrong. That's still ethics.
Well. It's a good thing neither of us are philosophers.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure is.
Yeah. Man,
we're in charge of a business.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. What, one more, maybe?
What time? What are we looking at?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, plenty. We got plenty.
Oh, good,
of time.
Good. Okay. Curling iron duels.
All right. This is. I mean, like, yeah. So instead of like a duel where, mm-hmm, you have to shoot somebody and kill them.
Mm-hmm.
This is instead, I mean, because, right, like, this is a duel where, yeah, like, you have to fight somebody, and you're both holding, like, active curling irons, and whoever taps out first loses.
So this isn't, like, a hairstyling duel?
No, no, no.
Because those exist.
No. This is, like, you have serious beef with a motherfucker,
mm-hmm,
and you're gonna fight. But instead of, like, using knives or guns, you are using hot curling irons.
So this is somewhat hilarious because there are cordless curling irons, but in my mind they're plugged in.
Yeah,
and you have to.
You can only get 4 feet from the wall.
They start cooling off, then you have to plug them back in again to heat it back up.
I did not actually know that there are cordless curling irons.
Oh, yeah.
I envisioned
science.
Like a few hundred feet of extension cord. You know,
you got
not
your 100. No,
oh,
I mean
not,
100 feet of like neon orange extension,
okay,
cord.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like it unplugging and then you having to plug it back in. To
yes.
Get it hot again.
Well, because like this way, like you know exactly what you are risking when it is time to battle. Because
can we talk about how curling
hurts.
Iron cords are like always a foot too short?
Yeah. I just bought a new hair dryer and it's like.
I'm going to guess that women aren't in charge of those companies.
Oddly enough. Yeah.
You think they should be.
Right?
You think there would be a woman somewhere in their command structure.
Well, you'd think that about a lot
you
of things.
You think that about a lot of,
yeah,
things. It's true.
I mean, they're probably there, but they're probably the ones who are like, hey, we should maybe extend the cord. And then guys are just talking over her. But I'm sure in like 3 years, a guy is going to be like, hey,
yeah,
we should extend that cord. And she will have like flipped the table and burned the whole place down.
She will already have left.
she'll have started her own goddamn curling.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's just
this is why I practice saying, I just said that.
Mm-hmm.
I just said that,
mm-hmm,
to people.
Mm-hmm.
Highly
Vital.
Recommended.
Wait, yes.
No, you don't need to do it.
I don't need to do that. No, that's true. That's true.
I just got sidetracked by a picture of a dog with a hoodie on backward, and it's eating popcorn out of the hood.
Oh, I mean, I'd do that.
Yeah.
That's a great
and
brilliant.
It's got a glass of wine in its paw, so it's clearly
that's
like
neat.
Mimicking a human thing. I can do this.
This should go in line with the 24-hour Netflix access.
Yeah.
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 Hmm.
And an express.
A Snuggie with a built-in food.
Yeah, express Snuggie delivery.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Express Snuggie.
Well, the other thing just be 48-hour Snuggie.
Is there
I don't need a Snuggie every day of the year, and I don't have enough space in my apartment for that.
Is there a Postmates specifically for sick people?
No, what? I think it's just called Postmates.
Yeah.
But there should be, is there room in the market for a service that, like...
This maybe, sounds like a Postmates category, yeah. Which should exist, okay. But I don't know, because I can't afford Postmates.
Yeah, no, well, right, but what if there was, something that was like Postmates, but only for sick people that partnered with various providers of things like, you know, analgesics and cup noodle. And other things that you need when you're sick that it's been so long since I've been sick that I don't remember. Kleenex, various decongestants.
From that place on Haight Street.
You know what I mean? Like you, it's an app that you download and you don't need it all the time, right? But like you, for that, those times when you configure
your preferences for when you're sick, and then when you're sick,
push the button, and then a dude comes to your door with all that crap.
I also think one of the pot delivery services could do this.
Yeah,
it's like feeling anxious, get some pot. Feeling sick, get this. Like it's
Here's the anti-nausea blend.
Yeah.
I love it when we come up with new ideas as we were discussing my old ideas.
Lucille, look at you.
Let's see. Do we have one more?
We've got
one more. Okay. Here we go. Memory foam couch cushions. There's a theme here.
This is from the person who shortly after I met her, was like, I'm going to change into pants without a waistband. You can borrow some.
And you're like,
the best possible.
That actually,
yes.
We're going to be friends.
Is there in fact a company that makes these? Because I've never seen them. Like, why don't they make couch cushions out of memory foam?
I would never leave.
That's probably why.
That could be. I mean, you know.
So I have a pretty epic couch.
Your couch is amazing.
You do.
And it fits, you know, three people fairly comfortably. Fit really ideally two people and a dog. And it's like an epic nap couch.
Yes.
Jesus, you could easily fit like 10 people sitting down in a line.
Yeah, you could get weird.
I was thinking more like parties where people need a place to sit.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Or that.
There, you know.
But yeah, two people on the dog. You're talking.
But yeah.
This is the rum talking.
Yeah.
But yeah, nobody makes a memory foam couch cushion? Like, why?
That's, yeah.
What about my needs?
Exactly. I mean, you know, clearly, I'm just saying there's a gap in the market that can be filled by somebody with a foam company.
Yep. Who's got foam?
Yeah, I don't know. These are all good questions.
Well, with all the new mattress companies popping up, one of them ought to be able to handle
Casper,
that.
Casper should get couch. Into that game.
Yeah.
They really should.
Call us Casper.
Casper did get into dog beds.
When I say us,
they did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the next phase, couches. Oh. You heard it first here.
Not to give anybody free promo, but I... my roommate was passing this thing around and laughing at it called a love sack. And I had dated someone with an extremely large beanbag that was called a love sack. And I thought he just made it up and it was disgusting. But no, it is actually a brand.
Yeah.
Oh. I think I've seen those.
Giant beanbags. Yeah. But.
Oh. Yeah. I think there's something about that doesn't seem like a good idea.
That wording is not comfortable.
You know what? Maybe that should be a terrible recommendation.
Hmm. Oh, and they call their sectionals sactionals.
That's definitely a terrible recommendation.
They look comfortable, though.
Well, yes, but why that name?
Have a seat on the sectional.
Oh, no. Welcome. No, not about it.
Welcome
Sorry.
To my bachelor pad. God.
No.
Welcome to my, you know, weird incubator space.
Yeah.
Where there's like a room that's nothing but pillows and one of these
have a seat on the sectional while I tell you about my next startup.
No,
we can drink some rosé
if you wanna stick around for the cuddle party. I just made Besha throw up in her mouth a little bit. And I am deeply sorry.
Thanks.
Yeah, and don't besmirch rosé like that. They're drinking, what's that fake food called? That's what they're offering.
Soylent.
Mm.
It's like, yeah. Mm. The sectional guys drink Soylent. Let's be real.
I think we have now reached the part of the podcast where
Clear, it looks very comfortable. I feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
All right, have we reached that part of the podcast?
Do you want to hear my idea?
Yes, I was going to say, we can either do a terrible recommendation or an idea that our guest has had that they would like to put out into the world, and I believe that Laura has one.
I do, and people that know me maybe have heard this idea before, but I think there should be an app on the phone, and this is for ladies primarily, but you know what? We're an open society, where you can scan a color and you get custom nail polish of that color.
I can't believe this doesn't exist already.
And really what it's used, like my initial thing was like, I see someone with a nail color I like, and I might ask them what it is, and they're like, oh, it's whatever by whatever. And I'm like, great, I love it. But like, who remembers that?
Yeah.
So what if it was an app and then like you could instantly order it?
And furtively scan the color if you want
to. Right, and then it gets to that where it's like, oh, I have this great dress. I can scan the color.
Right. I no longer have to interact with them. That's really good.
I don't know why, like, Revlon hasn't come out with this. Like, again, very smart people.
Yeah.
I think the trouble there is getting the camera to see the same color that your eyes
see.
Yeah,
the color matching is definitely tough. Yeah. That being said, like, if it's – I think there could potentially be – I mean, again, I'm just relying on technological advances I know nothing of. But if there's like a catalog of existing nail polishes, then at least for the polishes, I think you should be able to tell what it is.
Yeah.
Or like maybe it gives you a range and you pick one because there might be different price points. Mm-hmm. You can get custom nail color and the color comes out questionably. I will give you that. But
Pantone makes a color capture product.
Right. So just integrate that.
Clearly the technology
to Sephora.
Exists.
Yes,
well,
okay,
Sephora does, they do the Skin IQ thing that tells me I'm oranger than I
this
am.
This could actually make money.
Yeah.
I agree.
I literally do want
to
cut.
Yeah, I do too.
Yes, no, that, yeah. I am happy ceding my share to Besha as well.
Yeah.
You know, but yes, no, that is incredible.
We'll give you 79 cents to our dollars.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
You can kick off work at about 2:30.
Excellent. I'll make all the coffee.
Great.
And
take notes.
Yeah, take the notes. Yeah. I'll organize the office parties. It's gonna be
have some ideas that we
those
can repeat
be great
more
parties,
loudly
because they're gonna have puppies.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm on board.
I'm so
true.
Excited.
It's a great company.
This has been a great episode.
Yes.
To be honest with you,
I don't know if we should release this one. Lucille, you can be our guest anytime. Lucille is now 90% unconscious, blissfully.
I think that means we're at as good a point as any.
Yeah.
I can be found online on Twitter. I am Ferocious J. The word ferocious, the letter J.
I'm on Twitter as Besha, B-E-S-H-A.
I am on the internet as well. Laura Glu, L-A-U-R-A-G-L-U.
Excellent. Rather than getting everybody to like rate, review, subscribe, how just tell a person that you
know
about this podcast. Be like, you should listen.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great of you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.